Hi, this is Josh Warshawski, and you're listening to Musical Midrash on Jewish Rock Radio. Jewish texts have inspired musicians and poets for hundreds and thousands of years. Century after century, Jews have combed the wisdom of our heritage for inspiration and guidance. At the same time, Jewish music has always provided comfort and set the tone for the emotions and conversations of the day. Sometimes, music has a way of enabling the words to speak even louder, to shine even brighter, to sparkle more truly. Music serves as a medium for us to understand these words in a new light, a musical midrash. What is a midrash? Midrash is an interpretive act, from the word seeking. It is our attempts to understand our tradition and the world around us, using all of the tools at our fingertips. It is our take on telling Judaism's age-old story. This week, we're going to be checking out songs that give us musical interpretations of five important human characteristics and Jewish values: gratitude, inner strength, wisdom, hope, and humility. What do these musical interpretations come to teach us about these chosen words? I'm also going to be joined here a little later by one of the artists, Deborah Sachs-Mintz, who will be talking to us about her song, Makom Bina. Our first song today is Mode Ani by Israeli artist Omer Adam. Mode Ani is Omer's take on the Mode Ani prayer that we say every morning when we wake up. The prayer originally is about thanking God for our souls being returned to our body each day, restored, renewed, re-energized, and ready to start the new day. He kicks off the song in the same way, singing, Mode Ani kol boker shehechzarta et nishmati, thank you, every single morning, for returning my soul. And then continues to list a lot of other things that he's thankful for. Talking about protection, talking about clothing, my body, talking about bread, all these things that we have to be thankful for each day. The song ends with a verse about failures, thanking God for the failures, for the opportunity to go through some things that we can learn from, for Hem Kulam Latovati. At some point, they all are here to serve me good. It's a beautiful, beautiful take on the morning prayer, and I hope you enjoy Mode Ani by Omer Adam.
כל בוקר שהחזרת את נשמתי מודה אני על בגד שנחת על גופי שלא יהיה לי קר אתה שומר עליי מודה אני כל בוקר על האור על עצם היותי מודה אני על לחם שנחת לשולחני שלא אהיה רעב שלא אדע כאב על אין ספור חיוכי מודה אני על כל כישרונותיי ועל כל שיריי את כולם אקדיש לך דע לך, דע לך, שמודה אני לך. אצעק לך, אדיר שמך, אליך אקרא יה, לך חיי, לך ליבי, לתודתי. אליך אקרא יה מודה אני כל בוקר על כוחי על אבי ועל אמי מודה אני על גשם שנתת בשדותיי לדאוג לאוהביי נתת לי חיי על יום המנוחה מודה אני על שפע וברכה על המשפחה כל כולי רק בזכותך דע לך דע לך שמודה אני לך אצעק לך אדיר שמך אליך אקרא יה, אליך אקרא יה כישלונותיי מודה אני על אכזבותיי פחדיי ומכשוליי הם כולם לטובתי אין אחר בלימי רק לך מודה אני אצעק לך אדיר שמך
That was Mode Ani by Omer Adam. This is Josh Warshawski, and you're listening to Musical Midrash on Jewish Rock Radio. Our next song is called Kanfei Ruach. The words are by Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, and the melody was written by Avigail Uziel Amar. The words talk all about the strength that we have inside of us. Ben Adam, ale lemala ale. O human, rise up, rise up. Ki koach az lecha, because you have the strength within you. Yesh lecha kanfei ruach, you have the wings of the wind. Kanfei nesharim abirim, the strength of strong and mighty eagles. The song concludes, drush otam, drush ben Adam, v'imatzu lecha miyad. Search for it. Search for it, O human, and you will find it. The song is about inner strength. It's about finding what it is inside of you that can give you the strength to move on the next day, to give you the strength to climb higher and higher. It gives you hope that if you can search for what you need, for what's missing, you can find it really inside of you the whole time. This is Kanfei Ruach by Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook on Jewish Rock Radio.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com. Jewish Rock Radio is listener supported. We count on your support to provide the ultimate in Jewish rock. Visit www.jewishrockradio.com/support and pledge your support today.
This is Josh Warshawski, and you're listening to Musical Midrash on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock. I'd like to welcome special guest Deborah Sachs-Mintz, who's here to talk to us a little bit about her new song, Makom Bina. So Deborah, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you, and what are you up to right now?
I'm Deborah. I'm a musician, an educator, a prayer leader, and I'm currently in rabbinical school at the Jewish Theological Seminary. I've been a musician my whole life, a vocalist and a cellist, and started writing music more recently. And I find that creating settings for liturgy and settings to biblical texts to be an incredible way to connect to our tradition and bridge that gap between our sages and ourselves in a way that can hopefully give people more access to the divine.
I love that idea. It's kind of like a continuation of prophecy, right? That the sages had something to say to us, and we want to be able to continue their words and bring them, modernize them, bring them into the present.
Right, and that's what the process of Midrash is. And it's a process that has never ended, and that it's our task to really continue that, and doing that through music is one of the most beautiful ways, I think.
So tell us a little bit about these specific words. How did you find them? How did you come across them?
Well, first of all, this project was a really exciting one to be part of. This was a song that I wrote for a new album of Jewish music for the month of Elul, produced by my friend and musical colleague, Anat Hochberg. She was looking to assemble a group of new emerging Jewish songwriters and musicians from a diverse background, from diverse musical styles, to put together an album of Elul music. So when I was invited to write a song for this album, I knew I wanted to find something from the new Lev Shalem Machzor. It's an incredible Machzor because it's primary goal is to give people enhanced resources to use during their prayer on the High Holy Days. So if you flip through the Machzor, you'll see that, yes, there's the traditional text, and there are also a variety of other sources, some contemporary, sometimes poetry, and they also include excerpts from the Sephardi tradition, even though it's the Ashkenazi liturgy. And as I was flipping through, I found this incredible set of verses from the book of Job that is typically included in Sephardi Slichot. And I was really struck by the fact that Job was part of this tradition, because Job is all about questioning God and questioning God's role in our own suffering. And the Amim Noraim are all about bettering ourselves and all about saying to God, look at me, I can be better, I can do better. So to have that element also of saying, God, what is your role in all of this, felt really rich. So these verses, V'chochma me'ayin timatze ve'eze makom bina, wisdom, where can it be found? Where is this place of true knowledge? That's this question that we're always asking ourselves. How can I understand myself better to make tshuva? And then the response, Henirat Adonai hi chokhma v'sur merabina, awe of God, that's wisdom, And once we depart from sin, that is where we find knowledge. And this is a really nice answer, but it's still very incomplete. And it doesn't tell us how to achieve that, which is, I think, where the composition of the melody becomes really important.
Wow. I really love that idea of how can I understand myself better to do tshuva? I think that's a really interesting way to think about what tshuva is. It's an understanding of ourselves in a way that helps us reach a better place. Beautiful. So how does the melody help us go beyond that?
The structure of the melody supports the fact that that answer remains unanswered. The Jewish music I write is heavily influenced by the Ashkenazi Eastern European Nigun tradition. And one characteristic musical structure that we see is this lower A section and then this B section that's often referred to as the heart opener. And that moment where sometimes similarly structured melody is written higher, and it is designed to open up your heart in that moment. And one thing that I love about the heart opener moment is that it simultaneously feels like this soaring hope and also like an unanswered yearning. So in the B section of this melody, it's designed to feel like, I feel this hope that this is my answer, but it leaves me yearning for more and it ends unresolved, always looping back to the question, which I think is one of the most beautiful musical elements of this specific musical tradition that I tend to write in. And this text felt like it needed a heart opener B section that was going to always leave you yearning for more.
Beautiful. I love that term, heart opener. I think that that's exactly what happens when you listen to this melody over and over, that it sort of bursts open. And at the same time, I love that idea of returning to the question. I think that's inherently what Judaism is about. It's about returning to asking these questions over and over again and finding answers in our tradition and finding answers in the way we live our lives and finding answers in the music that we listen to. It's really beautiful. Thank you so much, Deborah. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me. We're excited to share your song on Jewish Rock Radio. Here is Makom Bina by Deborah Sachs-Mintz.
והחוכמה מאין תימצא Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
You know, you're not a real fan until you fan us on Facebook. Come on, let's be friends.
Jewish Rock Radio.
The official home of Jewish rock. Jewish Rock Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Josh Warshawski, and you're listening to Musical Midrash on Jewish Rock Radio. This week, we're checking out songs that give us musical interpretations of five important human characteristics and Jewish values: gratitude, inner strength, wisdom, hope, and humility. What do these musical interpretations come to teach us about those chosen words? We were just joined by Deborah Sachs-Mintz talking to us about her song Makom Bina and the wisdom that it inspires. We learned about Mode Ani and gratitude. We learned about the inner strength you can find from flying on the wings of your own soul. And we've reached the concept of hope with this next song, Na'ar Hayiti. The words of Na'ar Hayiti come from the Psalms, Psalm 37, and you might recognize them from Birkat HaMazon, the grace after meals, at the very end of the prayer. The words are, Na'ar Hayiti Gam Zakanti V'lo Ra'iti Tzadik Ne'ezav V'zaro Mevakesh Lachem. I once was young, and now I've grown old, and I never have seen a righteous person forsaken, or his children asking for bread. At first glance, these words are hard to say with a straight face. Have we really never seen righteous people forsaken? Have we really never seen people who need to beg for bread? But there's more to it than that. It's not just about the words, it's about how we say them. I think these words should be said aspirationally. It's about the hope that one day we can reach a day where people will not have to ask for those kind of things, where we won't have to grow old before we can see that everyone has the bread that they need to survive. Here's Na'ar Hayiti on Jewish Rock Radio.
Thank you. was young and couldn't sleep. I'd listen for a voice so deep, thought I'd been swallowed in the sound. Get up, you'd say, and face your fears. Wash your face and dry your tears. You swore you'd always be around. I'd try and try with all my might. I'd risk my life to do what's right. But I can't do it all alone. So I'll walk the path we'd set for me. Breadcrumbs that lead from A to B. Still some hope, we'll find our home.
Narayati Vekam Sakanti Velorayati Sadi.
Time I'd hear the music in my soul. The time is here, the time is now. We'll make this right again somehow. We'll find a way to make you whole. I try and try with all my might. I'd risk my life to do what's right. But I can't do it all alone. So I walk the path we'd set for me. Breadcrumbs that lead from A to B. To steal some hope, we'll find our home.
That was Na'ar Haiti from the album Marabu, and you're listening to Jewish Rock Radio and the Musical Midrash Show. I'm Josh Roshosky, and we reached our final song, Katonti by Yonatan Razel, talking all about humility, anava in Hebrew. The words originally come from the Book of Bereishit. They're a prayer that Jacob says before meeting up with his brother Esav after he's run away. They haven't seen each other in over 20 years, and he's frightened. He asks God for help. He says, Katonti mikol ha-chasadim u'mikol ha-amet asher asita et avdecha. I have grown small, I have been made small, I have been humbled by all of the grace, all of the kindness, all of the truth that you have done for your servant, me. Ki b'makli avarti et ha-yarden hazeh ve'ata hayiti lishne machanot. The first time I crossed this river, it was just me and my staff. And here I am now crossing with two full camps filled with people. This beautiful melody was written by Yonatan Razel. And he matches that text from Bereishit and adds onto it with a verse from the Psalms. Ki chastecha gadol alai v'hetzalta nafshi mishol tachteha. Your grace is too big for me. Too big to match and be the opposite of katonti. I have grown small. V'hetzalta nafshi mishol tachteha. You have saved my soul from the brink of the end. It's a beautiful connection. And the juxtaposition of ki chastecha gadol alai with katonti, this big with the small, leads us to feel even more humility coming from Jacob as he says these words, hoping for success, hoping for reconciliation with his brother after so many years and so much trauma. Please enjoy Katonti by Yonatan Razel. That was Katonti by Yonatan Razel. This is Josh Warshawski, and you're listening to Jewish Rock Radio. That's it for Musical Midrash for now. I had so much fun sharing all of these beautiful melodies and talking about them with you. Thank you especially to Deborah Saxmins for joining me to talk about her song today. You can stream the last episode of Musical Midrash and learn more about the artists featured on the show by visiting jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. And make sure to follow Jewish Rock Radio on Facebook and Twitter. Stay tuned to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.